This is the City Commute on LCFC Radio. I'm Dan Bates, Matt Elliott. It's sat across from me. You've been jetting away, haven't you, somewhere this week?
Jetting away.
You jetted off. It's a
new
way of
saying it. Interpreted in different ways, but I have indeed, yeah. I've ventured over to Hong Kong, of all places. Never been out there before. Very interesting place, too. I recommend it highly for a short period, at very least.
You sampled the delights, I'm sure.
To an extent, I didn't overindulge as I may well have done in my youth, but it's an interesting place for sure. That's all sorts going on. Yeah, you never get bored out there, that's for sure.
Well, while you were gone, Leicester were going through a mini blip. Again, you use the term blip with inverted commas, which obviously don't work on the radio, but they got back to winning ways, didn't they, this week against West Ham?
Yeah, that was definitely more like it, wasn't it? Back to their old selves. even though it wasn't that long ago that they were in rampant form. But yeah, I think it almost got to a point where they must have been slightly frustrated with themselves, the players, and thought, hang on, boys, let's not mess this up. We're better than we've been showing the last couple of games, really, even though they were the better side against Burnley generally, but just lacking in a couple of departments that were crucial. But much more like it. Ideal opponents, probably West Ham last night. They're meant to be, you know, resurgent, but I'm not quite so sure about that. There's trepidation around the club. But Leicester.
Have you seen their run of fixtures, by the way?
Yeah, they've got some real tough games, haven't they? And they're 18th, 17th at the moment, aren't they? But never mind West Ham. Leicester, we're worried about. And yeah, that was really sort of pleasing, reassuring, comforting for everyone involved. And to see the result, obviously, was vital, as it always is, but the performance was as big in that instance as anything else, to me, strangely, because I think it was just confirmation that what happened in the first half of the season hasn't disappeared. It's genuine, it's real. These players are top class as a collective, and they took West Ham to task, really, didn't they?
And a big night for certain individuals as well. Ricardo Pereira was brilliant. Harvey Barnes was brilliant. Jose Perez got his first King Power Stadium goals, and he told LCFC TV after the game that he was delighted to be off the mark at his new home.
Well, it feels so great, no? To be able to score at home. It took a bit of time, but worth it at the end. So two today, and hopefully many more to come.
Collectively, as a group, what was the feeling at full time and coming off the pitch there? Because performances like that must give you so much confidence.
Yeah, we need to take advantage of that confidence, of this result, because we have been struggling a little bit at home the last couple of home games, apart of the last two result. But that's the reaction of a big team, of a team that that want to keep pushing, to keep winning games and proving that we are in a great position.
Games obviously come thick and fast, don't they? Two in different cup competitions. It's another big week, isn't it?
Yeah, a great week for us. Very important. FA Cup first, important game that as well. We need to make sure we go through, and then two massive games, the semi-final of Carabao and another home game against a great team. So we need to make sure we're ready for it. We prepare ourselves and we push with our lives.
How big of a night was it for... Well, I'll rephrase that question. Who was it a bigger night for individually? Because Harvey Barnes, he scored that goal... A brilliant goal against Burnley at the weekend. He scored again, got an assist the other night. Or is it Jose Perez getting his first home goals?
Yeah, good question. I'd probably just say Barnes in terms of, you know, confidence booster. But Perez, it's miraculous that he hasn't scored here at the King Power, isn't it, in his short time at the club, because he's a very intelligent player. I like him technically. You know, he manipulates the ball very well, and he's got a lovely touch. He's intelligent. He picks up good positions. And I actually think he is a very good finisher. But for some reason, he's wasted numerous opportunities and doesn't look that convincing in front of goal on occasion. But then another day, you'll see him and you'll think, that's the finish of a natural-born goal scorer. He's a little bit of a conundrum like that. But, yeah, his performances have been mixed. He had a bit of frustration constantly. He keeps getting he keeps getting changed in terms of substitutions. But he does a job for the team more often than not. But if he can increase his goal ratio, then all the better, yeah. And I thought, you know, it was a sign of his mentality that he's actually willing to step up and take the penalty when Leicester were the better side. But the game was still officially in the balance. And if that was to go wrong, there'd have been shoulders sagging and there'd have been a few accusations and frustration. But he slotted it away, or he certainly banged it away nicely, didn't he? But Harvey Barnes was rampant last night, wasn't he? And I think you saw the sort of true picture of what Harvey Barnes is capable of last night, albeit against an ageing Zabaleta. But that will do him an absolute world of good, that performance and goal.
Another positive from an individual point of view, and a positive certainly for the team and club point of view, was the return of Wilfred and Didi as well.
Yeah, return of Wilfred. Always a welcome sight. Intimidatory sight for the opposition as well when you see him coming off the bench, isn't it? And missing a couple of games or not, he's so strong physically, isn't he? And athletic, wiry, and his understanding of his role is right up there with the very best in terms of the position he plays. And he is a huge influence. The fact he's been missing certainly hasn't helped. I wouldn't say it was the one and only factor that things have gone slightly awry, but he's genuinely a top-class player in that position, and very welcome return.
You probably don't expect to see him Saturday, though. It's the FA Cup, unless he potentially gets a few minutes against Brentford. So, yeah, firstly, will we be seeing Wilfred Ndidi, or will he be saved for Tuesday? And secondly, how do you see the game at Griffin Park going?
Yeah, good question. He's got a few things to mull over, hasn't he, Brendan Rodgers? But more often than not, he doesn't get it far wrong. He knows his players. He knows what their physical capabilities are at the moment. And it'd be interesting to see the lineup is. But he's made numerous changes before, and Leicester have been equally effective at times. And certainly hoping that would be the case at the weekend. I think Brentford are a strong, young, robust team who will be looking to make a mark and do some damage against Leicester. But by the same token, they've got their own agenda, i.e. automatic promotion to the Premier League. Got that to consider and deal with. Big game against Notts Forest away on Tuesday, at home, on Tuesday. So that might work in Leicester's favour. Perhaps a few changes there. And they haven't got the strength and depth of the squad that Leicester have. Those changes may be a factor that work in Leicester's favour. But will Wilfred be involved? Probably the temptation is probably to give him an hour, ideally, or just to mind you, he got a decent few minutes, didn't he? A decent amount of minutes. He got an hour or so, didn't he, last night? Yeah. So, no, I don't envisage him certainly not starting, and then perhaps on the sidelines if needs must.
Thank you very much, Matt. Right, we're coming to the end of the City Commute. Don't forget, if you're not heading down to Griffin Park and Brentford, our LCFC radio coverage starts at 9:45. Nice early start. Certainly an early start for us heading down to Brentford, isn't it?
God knows what time we got to leave then, yeah.
We've also been warned as well about the press box at Brentford and the tightness of it.
I haven't been there, I must admit. I've played there a few times and the crowd is pretty tight alongside the pitch, never mind the press box. But it's going to be a difficult game. Whatever the personnel from both sides, from both quarters, it's going to be a tough old fixture. And when Leicester's name came out the hat away at Brentford, there were easier draws, that's for sure. But Leicester more than capable, as usual. Prediction-wise, they think, let's go. The scoreline that hits me is 1-1. Leicester go through in a replay. I hope I'm wrong. You could do without the fixture congestion, but they come through it unscathed, hopefully. That's the main thing. Big one on Tuesday.
the only place you can listen to every Leicester City match online. This is LCFC Radio.